key to this, this grant is you have to prove that the work of the project, changes something that benefits a large amount of people by way of preventing, or mitigating the spread of coronavirus. So it's very, very, specific to that.
It would certainly alert the community is what I'm thinking, but.
A thought that I had regarding Dave's suggestion would be, and I'll throw this out there for you guys as well, possibly the septic receiving at.
What?
Septic receiving at the wastewater facility. Currently, we have no way to accept, or the way we dewater the vac truck right now is in an aluminum tank with the same cloth, or with cloth and then put seine web around it. You gotta let it drain out and then we have to remove those solids and take them to the dump, basically. Most communities have just like a steel grate with a slope concrete vault. You just drive right up, you dump it all in, and it's processed through the facility and handled that way. We're handling it all by hand. And so that might be one.
It would be similar to the loading dock situation. If you can justify science-based, fact-based, that this handling is at risk, is risking the
like Patty had said, though, I mean, they do test wastewater for coronavirus, so it's obviously must be in there.
I mean, I'm just saying, as long as, I don't know anything about this, but as long as you can identify how it's responding to that, and that you can science-based it, that you, there is a risk to the employees and that we're fixing that risk. To me, it's like similar to the loading dock situation.
Made me think of it when you suggested that. Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
And just for the public's information, Director Weider, didn't our employees design that? They had to design that system that you just referred to, correct?
Yes, our staff.
They troubleshot it and they designed, they came up with it, they MacGyvered it.
And then, basically. And they had, a local welder build it here in town and everything. And the harbor also has one, so we do have two of those boxes, but it's not the cleanest, nor is it the most efficient way of dealing with that process.
I think there may be an angle there that we could work and try to get some relief in that area.
I'll definitely follow up on that one because, I agree.
The question would be, is it ready to go? I mean, we have two and a half weeks to put the application together, and there's no planning, engineering, design funds that can be used for it. So it has to be ready to go. Is it?
You can
pay for engineering. Yes, but the grant will not. No, I asked about the loading dock situation today. No. It's considered planning.
It will not cover equipment.
No. Not unless it's attached to a building.
Because there's two ways of going about this, basically. There's the slope concrete vault with the steel grate and everything that ties you right into the screw pump, and it's integrated into the system. There is an alternative where they have standalone units that do this. But I don't know that would be covered because it's basically a standalone piece of equipment.
Okay.
So, Carol, just on the timing of this, it needs to be engineered. And my guess is this would have to be a certified system we're talking about here. Does it have to go through this engineer stamp and everything in 2 weeks?
Well, we have 2 weeks to submit the application.
But whatever
we propose to do, the project has to be 100% complete by June of next year. I'm of a different opinion, having attended the webinar. We asked about if engineering could be included.
I asked her the question today.
Yes.
I asked her the question today because we were looking at the loading dock situation, and I asked if we are under contract with an engineer.
We're under contract, but what if we're not?
It's planning funds, and she said they are not eligible. Engineering will not be eligible because of planning funds.
No, we may have a problem with our HVAC at the school that we just got the funding for, because that was, we'll have to talk about that later, but.
Okay, so let's bring this around a bit. We're going to keep moving forward, but maybe sort that out so we know where, exactly where we stand, because it sounds like there's some conflicting, a little bit of conflicting information there. But the second factor, too, that I'm hoping you guys are taking into account is maximum bang for the buck, so that we're, I know you do that, so that's good. Just because, you know, offsetting those, the projects offsetting the highest cost and least likely to be funded from somewhere else is important, too, right? Okay, other ideas from the assembly?
So, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
So one idea about the park, rebuilding a thing, and it's not engineered at all right now either, but I'm sure the Forest Service has some, or state agencies have some engineering that is done on something like that that's already 100% complete that we can borrow.
We actually just got a quote from someone local who makes those structures.
Okay.
A timber frame structure, so we could use something like that.
Okay. I was just, because you said it had to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, other ideas, Bob?
This is kind of a question to Carol, back to your number one list here, the carpet replacement. Is there any issues with that? Or is that a green light?
I believe it's just, you've already gotten the quotes for, or we know what the cost would be and the installation costs.
And that seems to, that seems to fit into the criteria and everything. Yes.
Did it have to be an antimicrobial carpet or something weird?
Well,
non-porous,
they don't want a carpet there, they want a hard surface.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not, it's a carpet replacement.
Yeah.
Flooring replacement.
Flooring replacement.
With a hard surface that is received better than another carpet.
For right, right. Space. That makes sense.
Yeah.
that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of humanity in that carpet.
It is a living structure. I guess we'd have to go with, if you want an answer tonight, correct, so we can get this filed and worked on, and
that would be, yes, we will have to come back to you at the next meeting with a resolution that's authorizing the participation and how much we're actually applying for. One thought, because we were kind of still looking at, for example, the loading dock, or maybe the sewer, that whatever you...
Septage receiving.
That thing. that perhaps there's, you know, Project 1 and 2, and it gives us a few more days to actually look into these. Can we make the justifications? Do we have all the information necessary to proceed? And, you know, if we don't on number 1, we would move to number 2. That might be an option, but
The only other thought I had, Carol, and again, it may be just too far out there, and I appreciate it if it is, but in the swimming pool locker rooms and the durable surface for, and Amber, you know this area way better than anybody, but those lockers are just so old and so gross, and it's just such a, I don't know if there's any way we can find some funding through this for trying to replace, and it seems to me it might be a reasonable replacement. No.
In my mind, it doesn't meet the objectives of the grant.
How would you be modifying that or replacing those to address
the spread of
virus?
That you go to a more durable thing for cleaning. I mean, those things are they're just deteriorated down. They can't. They're not, using them, I just can't see how they can be cleaned appropriately for the spread of germs and whatever, COVID, I guess, but that if we went to a more durable type of facility surface, and it's an easy one, it's a quote and an installation, and it's probably not a ton, but it would get it done.
Another angle to look at that could be, you know, do all the lockers actually be used? And if not, could you reduce the amount of lockers?
And space them more?
Well, they're stacked on top of each other right now. So if you don't need that many, could you just have one, you're reducing them in half, have it just be one full-size locker. Cuts down on the amount of people in that space.
And unless you can do something like that, you wouldn't be meeting the objectives of the grant, I don't think, with that project. It'd be difficult to justify that replacing the lockers would prevent the spread of COVID. There's still a hard surface. They can still be cleaned.
Okay, you know, just a thought. I didn't know if there was an angle that could be worked there.
But the questions, the specific questions that they ask you to address in regard to that, I would have a hard time justifying
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. But I would love to see those lockers. In my mind, they're more of a safety hazard than anything because of the sharp edges, you know. But, yeah.
Anybody else, any other thoughts?
The other thought that we desperately need in this community is child care, but I don't see that.
That's one of the things that the IGAP coordinator with WCA had called to ask about if the funds could be used for that, but they're not far enough along to create a facility or to buy a facility. So, I mean, yes, there could be funds that use towards a child care center to modify, but we're not far enough along okay. to be able to use these.
Okay, I think we're at the point where everybody has had an opportunity to provide alternate projects. Carol, would you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. There's no additional projects that have been proposed. I'm going to clearly state for the record that there is now no additional projects proposed.
There were. You all came up with
okay,
the whole
so there's additional projects have been proposed. I thought it was that there is no more additional projects being proposed. But there was additional project proposed, but it appears that there is no more additional projects to propose. Does the assembly want to deliberate any further at this point on the projects that have been proposed? Carol, I believe that they don't want to, so we can close this public hearing off at this point. And then do we take any further action, or are we completed it for this public hearing then?
You can close the public hearing, but then it's the deliberation on...
Deliberation for what we want, how we want to move forward. Okay, so at that point, at this point, we will close the public hearing and we will entertain a motion. Is there a motion? There's no motion, Carol, so do we just move into our regular move forward?
No,
motion.
You all need to make a motion to what project okay. you would like us to apply for.
Okay. You guys have that motion? I don't see it here.
Yeah, it's up there at the top. I move that we apply for the primary school carpet replacement in the multi-purpose room with the estimated cost of $75,000 as our selected project for the federal fiscal year 2020, the Community Development Block Grant COVID Round 2 program.
Been moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved, seconded by Powell. Discussion.
Mayor.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I think it's probably the cleanest selection we can make. It's approximately $75,000-$80,000, and it's certainly not the top of what the grant may provide, but it's something that the school's been desperately in need of.
Yeah.
Do we only get one, or can we do multiple?
Yes, no, you can only apply for one.
Just one.
Oh. Yeah, I wish we had something a little bit larger that we could tick off our like ventilation system or. But I agree, it's something sort of ready-made that it's an easy one. Yes.
Well, Mayor, we may not just be talking about the floor. We could easily add the sides of that space. I think they still have sort of a little climbing rock structure and things of that sort that are probably moving as we speak. I think the sides are even carpeted. So it could be that we could extend it, not only the floor, but the,
the room.
Yeah,
the room.
Sanitize the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's an excellent idea because they do have those old rock, the rock climbing wall, which is probably, you're right, very difficult to clean. And it is carpet as well, that we could just have them put up some type of durable surface on the sidewalls and apply for that as well, that can be cleaned and get rid of that. If they want to do something, they could make one area, but...
And yes. It is used by the community as well as the primary school students.
Carol, could you come forward for a minute, please? I have a question for you.
Yes.
So this has been, I'm assuming, this has been cleared with the school, and this is what they want, obviously. Amber?
You've had a conversation with Josh regarding the carpets and the HVAC?
Yes, briefly. I'm sorry, I missed the question.
No problem.
Have we communicated with the school about this project?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The school has had carpet on their capital projects list for some years now. And with the $100,000 that we had committed to the school for capital projects, that was one that we were going to try to tackle. So that is a priority for them. We did also talk about that carpet. I thought there was carpet on the walls, and I asked Josh about that last week, and he said that it wasn't, but it's this interesting fiber material, but it could potentially still be, it could qualify.
Yeah.
But Josh had suggested the high school HVAC upgrades. He was hoping to be able to get some information to us, but again, I think it's a larger project than what would fit with the timeline for this, but that it's one that they suggested.
And just that this is your guys, this was sort of your recommendation and where you guys were leaning and steering, correct? This was sort of the where you thought was the most reasonable to get done in the amount of time we have, correct?
Correct, and for projects that we've really already identified as needs,
okay.
Trying to further those goals. And that could be, you know, number one, that we can complete an application in 2 weeks for, and then also have complete by the timeline in a year.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea on the walls, because I'm pretty sure it's carpet. I played soccer in there with the kids, and I saw a few rug burns off the walls.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure it's carpet. You're right.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Do we need to amend the motion to include the...
I would say
the wall space?
I would say yes. So maybe if somebody can make a motion to include...
keep it broad, to include the surfacing within the multi-purpose room.
Interior surface.
Yeah.
New hard surfaces.
Before we do that, I want to understand something. So this grant, you can apply for up to $800,000, am I correct?
$850,000, yes.
Okay, so and we're only going to ask for $75,000?
Based off of what projects we have ready to go or could justify.
Okay, yeah. So, and this project, the reason why we did this is because it's just a quote and we can do it right away. Is that correct? So why don't, since we are going to do this as a quote for carpet and stuff, why don't we do the whole school? Why don't you take all the carpet out of that little school and put hard floors in? Aren't there carpet down the hallways and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Why don't we put that whole thing in that whole... If we're just going to ask, why not?
I thought about that this morning.
As far as the 850,
you could make that motion, and we could go down from there, depending on what the school district wants.
Because I mean, if they're talking that the carpet is alive and walking everywhere, why not we just get rid of all of it?
That's a good idea, Dave.
I mean, because we got a lot of little kids running around in there, so I mean, if they're willing to let us do it, and then I mean, it's $800,000. Why not use that money to do that? And now all of a sudden, we're going to have no carpet more.
That's a great idea.
It's going to be far more durable for sure. I like that idea. Would you make that motion?
You want me to make
it? Yeah, amend it.
Okay, I would like to amend the motion to include the entire school carpeting program be replaced at the elementary school.
It's been. The amendment has been made by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Gilbert. Any discussion? Yes, Kim.
So in the motion it says, so are we striking in the multipurpose room with the estimated cost of $75,000?
Yeah. Just don't even add that because we have to determine that.
I mean, they have to strike it, though.
Okay.
It's in the motion.
Yeah.
So we...
Oh, I hate it when this happens.
We're getting multiple layers. To be amended to strike $75,000 cost.
So he has amended his motion to strike the $75,000 cost. So, Kim, are you comfortable with that?
I'm totally comfortable
okay.
with that.
So you're okay. So we've seconded the amendment now by Gilbert. So, any discussion on the amendment of the amendment? Hearing none. Poll vote, please, on the amendment of the amendment to strike the.
Just the amendment. Yes.
You want? You're fine with him just doing the one?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank
yes.
goodness. All right. Yes. We are having no discussion on the amendment. Any poll vote, please, Kim.
Okay. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Kasson?
Yes. So that was the amendment. Now, please, any discussion on the amended motion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Kasson?
Yes. Excellent idea, Dave. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I appreciate that very much. I think that's fantastic. So I guess we'll look for some new numbers to come back to us. And
the next meeting will be a resolution that will have authorization and the dollar amount.
Fantastic. I think
awesome.
That was a great process. Thank you very much,
yeah.
you guys. That's why we do it that way, right?
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. Now I just got to figure out where I am. So we're on to 12, unfinished business. A, resolution number 03-22-1675, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, creating the fee and rate schedule for the Wrangell Water Department and implementing a structure for increasing fees and rates. This was postponed from the March 22, 2022 Assembly meeting.
Move to approve resolution number 03-22-1675.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Jeff, do you want to give us an administrative update on that, please?
Again, it would increase our rate in 22% to 21% increase, a 5% increase in fiscal year 24, a 3% increase in fiscal year 25, and then 2% in 26 and 27. And this main purpose for this is to make sure we have enough funding to pay off any of the debt we incur by building the new water treatment plant, along with being able to have some money in reserves to be able to make any repairs to our water lines and any repairs that we have to the building itself. So that's the reason for the increases.
Okay, thank you. Discussion. Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yes. Borough manager, did USDA take off the 1.5% of the median income, household income provision? Did they remove that?
It's not a mandate, it's a recommendation.
Okay. And then have we locked in the 1.5% interest rate?
Not, depending on which loan, we're still applying. And again, I can ask Mason, do you have the loan amounts and which ones?
Yeah, so the loan amount's going to stay consistent. It's going to be $3.821 million. The interest rate isn't locked in until we go on about getting the final bid for construction and then finalize the loan and the grant. So the loan and the grant are tied together, loan being used first and the grant secondary. But once we go out for bids, they'll honor a grant amount of 45% of the total project. And at that point in time, that's when the loan interest rate will be locked in. I will say, given the current environment, the Fed fund rate is likely to take another hike, at least 50 basis points, maybe more. So the longer we do wait, and if the design process lags a bit, we jeopardize having a higher interest rate. And for the models that I've ran it at 1.5%. So just so to clarify there.
Okay. Member Gilbert.
Okay, and the only way I can figure it is that we have a year lead time to build up enough to cover the interest of this loan, because I calculated it'll be over $18,000 per month, and so if we have a year lead time, that's the only way it comes out clean. Is that the idea?
That is essentially the idea, Patty, yep.
Okay, and then we're still, you know, when you gave us the forecasted reserves for the water fund, For instance, in 5 years, you forecasted we'd have 1.32. That's on the current rates, correct?
That is on the current rates, correct.
And then the amount of money that we make in terms of profit, is it wrong to assume that we would realize a greater profit with a new design and a new new process, you know, where we wouldn't have to spend a lot of money on maintenance, repair, replacement? Have you worked?
Everything's modeled as if all else is the same, but I would let Jeff or Tom kind of talk to about their changing of expenses.
And Tom can follow on as well there. We possibly could have some reduction in maintenance, but I think just looking at our overall cost and what we have for our current people that we do have, I mean, it's something we have to look at as far as our current staffing that we do have. We are very lean, and we have hardly any redundancy at all in our water treatment plant and our wastewater treatment plant. I think if we did have a little bit of extra funding we could afford it, I would be looking at possibly trying to give us some redundancy in that area. But I'll let Tom talk to it as well.
Yeah, so we would definitely save money on electricity not running the ozone generators and things like that. There would likely be an increase in our expense for chemicals because with the dissolved air flotation, there will be increased flocculation chemicals to basically make the process work in addition to just chlorine, which is what we use now. The only other thing I would throw out is the new water treatment plant design will include a number of things that we are currently behind on or lacking entirely. For instance, a backup generator. That is included in this project. That's a pretty expensive piece of equipment that we would then have to maintain, but something that we should really have up there. So hard to tell you for certain what, you know, in 5 years, this plant would cost this much, and in 5 years, that plant would cost that much. Hard to say for sure, but there, I think, Amber, would you have anything, I guess, to add on, you know, the difference in chemicals versus electricity and the additional equipment like generators and things like that that will be expensive to maintain as far as how prices could shake out for how we would be more or less profitable, I guess?
The preliminary engineering report did show slightly higher O&M costs for the DAP, but it's, you know, some specific costs are higher, like chemicals that you're using. Other costs are lower. Power is going to drop significantly. It was slightly higher. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but we could pull that up, actually, on if you want me to, what that looked like. Some of the other reduced costs are we'll have significantly less water waste, so we won't be producing as much water that we then have to dispose of through our filter process. So there are some benefits to that. That's all I can really share at this moment.
Which we would be backwashing about 50,000 gallons a day versus right now when we empty a filter, it's over 200,000.
About 135.
If
it's full, yeah.
Okay, if it's full.
Yeah.
So basically the increases are only covering the loan.
That's correct. This model, this proposed method, was really just aimed at financing for the water treatment plant itself. It gives us a little bit of leeway towards the end of the model, but this is not saving up any additional funds for, say, dam maintenance and water main overhaul and those big, sizable capital projects. This is really just kind of a bare-bones proposal trying to add our current revenues to sustain themselves. By taking on the burden of the financing of the USDA loan.
Okay.
The question I have is, when we're seeing inflation of 8.5%, where's that being built into these models?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because even at our highest rate, which will give us about $168,000 a year, we owe the loan $221,000 a year. So it's going to be a drain on our forecasted reserves, I'm afraid. And I was just trying to calculate how much of a drain it may be.
So, yeah, to add some clarity, I just wish I could throw a PowerPoint up in front of you guys there while I was there. But the payment is, there's 40 installments, essentially, over, annually for 40 years. The payment total is $127,000.724 for each year. And then, obviously, the present value as we go along over time decreases. So, basically, the way the model works is I do account for inflation. However, I just plug in standard inflation of about 2 to 2.5% over 40 years for each year. And that's kind of how inflation is accounted for. And the other thing, too, is we're also a year out. So to say that we're going to have another 7% influx of inflation would be pretty pretty drastic, I'd say. So I think it's safe to model inflation out like I did. So essentially, we take our operating profit and bring it back into present value and see what that some of that net effect is by taking on this financing. And if we were to move to an alternative method, like a 10.5532% increase over time, we'd be negative on our financing for the first 10 years, starting off with a $109,000 deficit out to $30,000 in year 10. And yeah, so this is just the model does account for inflation. It's really aimed, the method we used was to trend current operating revenues average over the last 5 years and sustaining those levels as is while increasing the burden for the financing of the loan. We're not saving any additional monies for other capital projects. And we did kind of took, me and Tom Weider kind of took a look at other residential rates around the community. I know the Ketchikan was about 57. Or something like that for the residential water rate. So it's not not uncharacteristic, and I think you'll see a lot of other communities jump on the train. And when I talked with the USDA today, they're pretty shocked with how low our water rates are overall. This will definitely put us more towards that 1.5%, which is favorable for a grant term. But I guess I'll just kind of stop there and let you guys ask some more questions if you would like.
Still in members?
And I would just like to add that we have asked for additional funding as well from the state to try to help us out with some of that loans that we are taking. So we are trying to reduce some of that burden as well. So hopefully we can get some support there.
Thank you. I don't think there's any other questions, guys. So thank you very much. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. That will call. Call the roll, please, Kim.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I need a second here.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
So my question is, if we call the roll on this and this goes through, we're looking at a 21% increase for this year and then 5.322. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Yeah. And you're also telling us that is just going to keep us status quo on paying this loan.
That's correct. Yep, just for the water treatment plant project itself.
So we are not increasing any rates other than to pay the loan. So we are not going to be going anywhere with capital improvements or if we have a problem or anything like that.
Yeah, this initial rate increase, and I'll just kind of let, Kim can speak to amending this resolution a year from now. These are in a table for a reason, so we can change them at any time. But this first year's increase is just targeted to get us on track to start paying off this loan when we formally lock it in, so we can adjust as necessary. I think the thought was we just didn't want to overburden consumers right away. So just 21% increase is a lot, but it's also necessary for what we're doing right now.
So right now, according to this, a residential pays 57.05 per month metered, or not metered. And if we just put the 33% on the right there, it goes to $74 and leave the 33% all the way and not stagger it out through the years. That's going to increase also your amount to put money in the bank for future stuff. And then you could look at this in years to come rather than staggering it all the way throughout.
But any increase...
Yeah, that is certainly an approach that would be favorable for future projects.
But any rate down the road would be on the higher rate.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Mayor?
So if you do a big hit and then you have to do another increase, you're doing it on the higher rate.
You are correct. Here's the problem that I see, okay? And I'm going to be, I guess, devil's advocate here, but we have been pushing this down the road since I've been on the assembly and asking for an increase of one penny, two pennies, whatever. I know this is going to hurt everybody. I do not like to see rates increased or anything like that, but our rates have not increased. We've had done rate studies. We have done all kinds of stuff, and here we are trying to do status quo on a loan. And not going anywhere else. And I'm sorry. I mean, it's, people might be mad at me for it or not. This is just not good business. We have not raised our rates. We have COLAs that we give people. Cost of livings go up, all that stuff. And our increase, our rates do not go up. And I'm sorry, but that's bad business. Terrible business plan for anybody. And I just do not see staggering this out. If we have to go to where we have to be 33% or 30% right now, that's where we should go to. And then next year, if it comes out, and especially since inflation right now just came out nationwide of 8.5%, the highest it's been in 30 years, it says. 40. Is it 40 years?
Yeah.
40 years. I thought it was 30.
81.
Oh, that's right. Correct. 81. All this inflation has been going up, but we are not raising our rates. And I'm sorry, I don't like to pay more, but right now we're going behind as we go along. So I would like to amend this to increase the rates to 30% effective 5/1 of 2022. And look at it again next year for our rates.
Councilmember Gilbert.
Mayor? On this water fund analysis that was provided to us, I wanted to point out that the average profit yearly is
$124,000. Sorry, if there's an amendment, we need a second.
Sorry.
I didn't know if that was
an amendment or not. It sort of was wishy-washy if you're making.
Was that an amendment?
Was that an amendment?
Are you?
I would like to amend this.
Okay.
This to be an increase of 30%. As a 5/1/22.
Okay.
For this.
All right. So I wasn't sure if you were making an amendment or not, too. So we have an amendment. Do we have a second for the amendment?
I'll second that.
Okay. Seconded by Dalrymple. Discussion.
Okay. If I could just read some figures. Currently, we're making a profit of $124,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then the forecasted reserves off of our current rates in 5 years is 1.32 million, 10 years 2.03 million, 15 years 2.82 million. So, and the rate increase that we have currently in front of us, preceding your amendment, I think it just pays off that loan. My fear is that we're not going to get 1.5% because with inflation going up, they're talking about us hitting maybe a recession where the rates, interest rates do go up. And so I was hoping we could lock this interest rate in. I don't think that's feasible, but it's dicey, and I personally feel from everyone that I've talked to, business people, community members, I think our inflation rate is bumping up to 9%. I think we're well above the 8.5, just from comments that I've been hearing from people.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around what you just said about our reserves, because our reserves are nowhere near what you just, because our current reserve is what?
Our current reserve with the projected water main pay off, we're going to get 53,000, I believe. Yeah, 53,000. Our current reserves are 729,000. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but then but the
what's our
projection.
What's our capital need in that department?
Our operating revenues.
What's our capital need in our water department?
Well, the capital need of the depreciation.
Our capital need. So what's our water main replacement requirement? What's our catchment area rebuild requirement? What's our reservoir rebuild requirement, our dam rebuild requirement, and our, like, what do we need to make that, with the CapEx requirement of that?
You know, if we raised it, the rates 200-300%.
I know, I understand, but I just say the problem with the reserve is that it's not coming close to me, because we haven't kept up on the maintenance from the get-go.
And that's one of the things that I talked with the finance director that I'm going to ask that we do. Two things. That annually, we approve all rates. We write off on all rates. And then the other thing is to establish embed a depreciation fund, a sacred depreciation fund within every enterprise fund, so that we don't face this again, you know, that we can start digging ourselves out of this hole.
But I guess what I'm saying is that you can have a reserve, and this is one of the things I think that sort of people look at reserve accounts and go, you got $5 million in there, you're sitting flush, but you're not, because you've got X amount of, you know, you have X amount of depreciated, or you have all this capital that has to be replaced, or you know your equipment's old and has to be replaced out. But my fear with on the water side is that we're going to get one of these things replaced, this water treatment plant. It's great, I'm thrilled that we're doing that, but the next time we go into union negotiations, my belief is we're not going to walk out of there without having some major reconstructive work on our salary scale, because we can't, everybody's, you know, they're not going to take an 8% hit to their salaries on, you know, why would, I mean, I would expect nothing less than folks getting, their salaries have to bump up to keep up, because they're losing. Right? We're losing, they're losing, everybody's losing.
Here's the point, and I said it earlier, okay? You are correct. And if we would have been 30 years ago when that plant was put in, 28 years ago, if we would have went each year to an increase to the bump up of wages and the cost of living and interest rates and all that stuff, we would have been doing boom, boom, boom up the ladder, we would be okay with what you're saying. But we ain't done that.
No, I understand.
So when you talk about rates of people's wages and stuff like that, if their wages have been going up, but we ain't been going up along with the wages, even by 1%, we're way behind the eight ball now. Like, we're way behind the eight ball. So that's why I'm saying right now, we're sitting here and we're having to make this hard decision because nobody else did. And that's what I'm saying. Right now, you either do it now, or I'm sorry that Brittany's letter was quite well writ, that she wants to see us do more and more and more because she doesn't want to see Wrangell fail. That's where I'm at with this right now.
And David, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm agreeing with you. My point is that my fear is that there's going to have to be some short-term pain, I believe, as well. And it's hard, but one of the ways, and I mentioned this to Assemblymember Gilbert the other day on the phone, you know, I haven't been receiving any increased bills for 25 years, basically. So I've had the benefit of socking that money away.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And I've been able to save money on my water bill and on my electric bills and on my all these bills for 25 years. I've had that benefit too. So that's part of the equation that consumers have had. You know, I look at, we had new board members come on SEPA and they said, how have you not had an increase in all those years? How have you done that? How is that possible? It's mind-blowing that businesses have been, you know, between the city and SEPA, that we've kept our rates so low. So
there's two things we can do. One thing is y'all can consider my reconsideration on the sewer and lower that rate.
I want to stay.
Well, wait, but it goes with this. So if you're going to bump up water, then something's got to give, I feel, for the community. Because we not only have to look at the health of our enterprise funds, but we have to look at the health of the financial climate of our community. And I just think a 30% hit, I understand the reasoning, but there's maybe two ways we can go. We can lower a rate for sewer, and if you follow my program, you actually, after 5 years, end up with more money than you do with the present motion that we voted on and passed. Or we could take that local government lost revenue, that $470,000, and I can make a motion to amend a motion that had been previously approved, and we can split that $470,000 instead of the put half of it in, or $175,000 in the dump truck and $175,000 for pool siding. We can put $230,000 into water. We can have an infusion immediately into that, or into some other enterprise fund, and then take the money for the pool siding out of general fund, which is actually where I think it should come from.
Jeff, but can you, Mason, can you do an infusion of capital into an enterprise fund?
Yes, you can.